So I just want you to begin by just listening to this piece of music.
Thank you. Thank you.
So pay attention to your bodies. Feel the central axis of your body. Feel your body's contact with the earth. Feel your breath moving your body. Let's do the Kabbalistic cross together. Placing a dominant hand upon your forehead, we say Ate. Ate. Malgu. Vegevira. Vegendula. Leolam Amin. Again, Ade Malgut Vegevura. Last time, Ade Malgut Vegevira Vegedula Leolam Amin. Now we build the middle pillar, visualizing the sphere of Keter above our heads in pure white light. And here we chant E Aye, I am, I will be. E Aye, E Aye, E letting the middle pillar descend to the level of the throat, where it becomes a sphere of incandescent violet grey. This is the art, the knowing of not knowing. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Elohim, I create. Yud He Vav He Elohim. 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 The middle pillar descends through the central axis to the level of the heart, where it becomes a sphere of golden light, the inner sun. This is Tiferet, the place of balance and beauty. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Aloha Vedat, the God that I know, the God that sits in my heart. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vedat. 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 The pillar now descends to the level of the pelvis, where it becomes the sphere of silver, green and blue. This is Yesod, the place of the foundation of life, the place of energy, the place of ki, the place of imagination. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai. And now the pillar descends to just beneath our feet, where it becomes magnetic earth sphere of Malchut, a sphere of shining black shot through with rainbow colours. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz. Malchut and Yesod, Yesod and Tiferet, Tiferet and Da'at, Da'at and Keter, Keter and Da'at, Da'at and Tiferet, Tiferet and Yesod, Yesod and Malchut. Feel the middle pillar, let it hold you, let it sustain you, with this dynamic sense of life and balance. This pure beingness of Keter, the prismatic creativity of Da'at, the balance and beauty of Tiferet, the power of the foundation of Yesod, and the magnetic earth contact of Malchut. Now we will circulate the light from the middle pillar throughout our sphere. As we breathe in, we focus in Keter. As we breathe out, we send the light down the front of the body to Malchut. As we breathe in, we bring the light up the back of our body. Doing this 6 times. And now circulating the light from left to right. Breathe in, focus in Ketta. Breathe out, send the light down the left to the body, to Malkut. Breathing in, bring the light up the right side of the body. Back to Ketta. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. And now working with the spiral and straight. So you breathe in and out, center in Malkut. As you breathe in, circulate the light anti-clockwise to Ketta. As you breathe out, send the light down the middle killer to Malkut. As you breathe in again, circulate the light anti-clockwise to Ketta. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. Now finally the fountain exercise. As we breathe in and out, we focus in Malkut. As you breathe in, the light is drawn up the middle pillar to Ketta. As we breathe out, it fountains around our whole energetic sphere. As we breathe in and out, we gather the light again. As we breathe in, we bring the light up to Ketta, and on an out-breath, fountain the light. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. As you complete the exercise, just letting your attention sink into the body, sinking inwards and downwards. As you hear these words, now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the castle on the mound. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the castle on the mound. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the castle on the mound. Feel yourself descending inwards and downwards, dropping down to the familiar place, the edge of the forest, looking at the white path that leads ahead of us to the center of the forest. As always, Saint Illtyd greets us and leads us forward. Once again, the wood is quiet and hushed. There is a sense of stillness and expectation. As we come to the lake and to the boarding stage at the center of the forest, there's a great stillness. And Berinthus is at the steer oar, but there is no one at the prow. And the ship's sails are black and purple still. And we get into the boat, finding our accustomed place. And when we've all boarded, Illtyd steps into the prow. And very slowly and silently, the boat starts to move across the lake. And at length we come to the dock of the castle on the mound. We disembark. and ascend the spiral way that leads up to the top of the castle, the top of the mound. And before us there is the sword bridge, the narrow edge. And as always, we step upon the bridge, trusting, following, and that brings us to the small wicket gate that opens before us, and that you must squeeze through, leaving all behind that is not essential. And as we enter into the castle, we cross the courtyard, we enter the great hall of the table that remains hung in black. We salute the table and the grail, but we take the spiral stair downwards. Which brings us to a landing, and on one side is the study of Merlin. On the other is the room of the Green Lady. And we step into the lady's room, a place of green life. The stream flowing through it from a great rock. There are plants and flowers of all description, so we no longer know if we are outside or inside. But we pause for a moment and breathe in the green life. And we see that one wall of the chamber is unhewn rock. And it is from this rock that the stream flows. And besides the stream is a small opening. And above that opening is the sign of the skull. This is the entryway to the 24th path, the path that leads from Netzach to Tiferet, from the Hall of the Green Lady to the Hall of the Round Table. And if it is our will, we step through this opening. And find ourselves upon a path that moves steeply upwards. And as we step onto this path, we encounter a figure that will be our guide through the path of death. Who takes us by the hand and leads us forward. And leads us into the place of shedding, as the trees shed their leaves. As day gives way to night, as summer gives way to autumn and winter, we step into the dark, but our hand is held, and our way is guided. And as we step along the way, there is a strange experience of stepping back through our life, through the entrance of this meditation, through the entrance of this morning, through sleeping last night, through last evening and yesterday, through the week behind us, through the month behind us, through the year behind us, through the decade behind us, through the many years behind us. As we step along the way, images pass through us. Memories appear and disappear. We trust the guidance. We trust the deep will within us. For the bone does point to itself. Ha'otzem Mitzviya al Otsamen. Not far off in the distance, there is a sense of an entranceway and a golden light. And we are led towards the light, towards the gold. And as we step out into the hall of the table, there is a great sense of the white veil around the grail, and the grail blazing in golden lights. and the company of the Round Table are assembled. And at the head of the table sits the King and the Queen, renewed, arisen. And we take our seat at the table. Contemplate the risen King. Contemplate the golden grail. And receive the light.
Дух мой к Тебе, Боже, занес свет повеления Твоя на земли.
Аллилуйя, аллилуйя, аллилуйя.
Правде научитесь, а живущие на земли.
Аллилуйя, аллилуйя, аллилуйя.
Совесть примет, люди не наказаны я.
Chant dies away, we rest in its silence. We rest in the silence of the Grail. We rest in the silence of the companions of the table. We contemplate the great spear that hangs above the Grail. And in a moment, for a moment, we experience the unity of the spear and the Grail. The unity of the companions of the table, the unity of the king and the queen, the unity of life and death. The unity of the body of flesh and the body of glory. Receiving the light, we enter into our true image of being the transmitter of the light. We bless our world, we bless the world. Extending our will and perception wherever it is needed. As a servant of the Grail, as a servant of the deep mother and the loving son. We rise from the table, bless the companions, receive the blessing of the king and the queen, and proceed out through the courtyard, through the wicket gates, across the bridge of the sword. And descend via the spiral way along the mound. There is a sense of brightness in the air, clearness, sharp-edgedness. A sense of the flow of grace and the renewal of grace. We enter the ship, and the sails are white and gold, and there is a sense of the renewal of the ship. Its colours are bright. Despite its age, it is renewed, made new. There is a lightness and a movement to it as it takes us across the lake. And as we disembark into the woods, the wood is green and golden. There is life, there is bird life, there is animal life, there is spirit life. And as we walk along the path, we bless and touch all we come across. Uniting will and perception in the art and act of blessing. Walking through the woods, in blessing and in grace. As we reach the edge of the woods, we again hear this voice. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the symbol of my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Letting ourselves become aware of the room that we're sitting in, our contact with whatever we're sitting on, letting our senses open into the room, feeling the room, being touched by the room, hearing sound in the room, smelling and tasting the room, and when we're ready, opening our eyes and looking into the room.